Kinumpirma ng mga otoridad na ang Zika ay nakarating na sa Australia sa pagsasabing dalawang kaso ang natagpuan sa New South Wales. Ito ay karagdagan sa mahigit na 20 kaso na naibalita mula noong Enero ng 2014 na kung saan lahat ay nahawa sa labas ng bansa. Ang Zika ay naiugnay sa mga depekto ng mga sanggol katulad ng kulang na laking utak na mga bagong silang o sakit na microcephaly. Karamihan sa 4,000 sanggol na isinilang sa Brazil magbuhat noong Oktubre ng 2015 ay pinaniniwala ang naapektuhan ng Zika. Hinihikayat ng Australian Red Cross ang mga potensyal na donor na naglakbay sa naapektuhang bansa ng Zika na maghintay ng 28 araw bago magbigay ng dugo kasunod ng parehong patakarang ipinataw sa mga rehiyong apektado ng lagnat na dengue.
Blood safety is paramount for the blood service, and while we're aware of Zika virus, fortunately the current deferral periods that apply to donors who have visited these countries still apply to those who have been to Zika-prone countries. So we're confident that the deferral periods we have in place for existing mosquito-borne viruses sufficiently cover the Zika virus.
Ayon kay Professor John McKenzie ng Curtin University, ang sintomas ng Zika ay maaaring ipagkamali sa ibang sakit.
The symptoms of Zika are so similar to many other diseases that to be able to distinguish it, such a mild disease, from anything else, it would be very difficult. And I would suspect that in most instances, unless it was very somewhat more severe than normal, they wouldn't pick it up. We would have to be much more alert than we probably are at present. And when I say alert, I mean GPs, if they see people with a fever or something, they should be more alert than they would normally. And if they do take a travel history and there's some evidence that they've been in South America, for instance, then they might think of doing a test. I would suspect that many instances the person will just recover before they even see a doctor.
Ang lamok na Aedes aegypti ang sinasabing pangunahing tagapaglipat ng mikrobyo na namumuhay sa mainit at basang lugar. Sinabi ni Professor McKenzie na ang maaaring pasukan ng Zika sa Australia ay kakaunti at magkakalayo.
We do have occasional cases of mosquitoes coming in from on aircraft, but it's not common, and it's unlikely to come in that way. It's most likely to come in through some infected person. It really depends where the virus comes in too. If it comes into Perth or Sydney or Melbourne, the chances are very, very slim. Slight risk, but only very slight, if the virus came in an infected person into Cairns, where we have an aegypti mosquito, there is a slight chance that there could be a transmission, but it's not very high.
Samantala, idiniklara ng World Health Organization na ang Zika virus ay isang emerhensiyang pangmundo sa kalusugan ng publiko. Nauna dito, pinintasan ng organisasyon dahil sa mabagal nitong reaksyon sa epidemyang Ebola na kung saan mahigit sa 10,000 tao ang namatay. Hinikayat ng punong opisyal sa kalusugan ng Australia, Professor Chris Bagoli, na bawasan ng mga tao ang masamang reaksyon sa pahayag.
When we hear of a virus that's new and that does something potentially scary, then people, may they rightly get concerned. But that's where I think it's really important with our colleagues in the media, keep on looking at the evidence of harm and potential harm. I did hear the other day that someone likened this, because this might become a public health emergency of international concern, and they thought, well, what's the most recent one of those? Ebola. It must be like Ebola. It is nothing like Ebola at all.
Isang tao na siguradong magiging kalmado ay ang eksperto sa tropical at infectious disease, si John McKenzie.
Well, honestly, I don't think it'll have any impact at all. If it should come in, and there should be any cause of alarm, the only people who would be of real concern would be those ladies who are pregnant in their first trimester. But on the other hand, the risk is so minute. I honestly don't believe that there's anything for us to worry about.